Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for June 21st. God is good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100, verse 5. As a kid, I always loved going over to visit my cousins. Well, they weren't really my cousins, but since our family spent so much time together, we called each other cousins. It was fun to be at David's house because his dad was a police officer and had really cool things to show us, like real handcuffs. And what made David's house even more fun was that he had a big swimming pool in his backyard. Without fail, every time I was ready to go down the street and play at David's house, my mom would tell me something that you've probably heard before. Be good. Now, why would Mom have to tell me to be good? She told me because she knew that my being good was a choice I had to make. But no one has to tell God to be good because He just is good. He can't choose to do wrong. God's goodness is seen in His creation. Right after God finished creating the world, He looked at it and saw that He had done something good. Genesis 1:31 says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good." God never has to do anything over. Everything was good the first time He created it. God's goodness is seen in His involvement in our lives. Have you ever read the story of Joseph in the Bible? Joseph's brothers hated him, so they sold him to a group of people who were going to use Joseph as a slave. But God was being good to Joseph the whole time that all of this was going on. Eventually, God put Joseph in a very high position in a foreign country. Joseph used his high position in the land to prepare for a 7-year famine. Back in his home country, Joseph's family ran out of food and had to go to the land where Joseph lived so that they could get more food. When Joseph's brothers came to him for food, what was his response? He forgave them and gave them as much as they needed. Why did Joseph do that and not try to get even with his brothers for selling him to be a slave? He didn't try to get even because he understood God's goodness. In Genesis 50, verse 20, Joseph says, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring it to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive." Joseph understood that God allowed all those things to happen to him so that he would be in a position to help thousands of people during the famine. God is always working in your life, and it's good. God's goodness is seen in His gifts. Have you ever wanted to get the perfect gift for someone? Maybe at Christmas time you go up and down the aisles of the stores looking for that perfect gift for Mom or Dad. And when they open the gift, you're holding your breath with excitement, hoping that they just absolutely love the gift that you picked out. Well, God is constantly giving us gifts, which the Bible describes as good gifts. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." God doesn't have to be told to be good, because He is good. And according to Psalm 52:1, His goodness endures forever. God is always good, and He is only good. Since God is always good, do I remember that I can totally trust Him to be good my life? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for June 21st.